It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. President Obama meets today with the leader of a longtime U.S. ally. Turkey has backed the United States since the early days of the Cold War. It is positioned between the nations of Europe and Asia. It has served as a bridge between the two, though Americans have lately worried about just who's crossing. The prime minister, who is at the White House today, heads a party with Islamist roots. The United States is hoping for more Turkish help with Afghanistan, though the Turks say they're already doing enough. And Turkey has been friendlier with some of its neighbors than the U.S. might like. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Istanbul.
East or west? A question often asked about Turkey, as if the country could change its geography with part of its landmass in Europe and a southern border in the Middle East. East and West plays out here culturally in the choices of street musicians. And in Turkey's history as the head of the Ottoman Empire.
I don't know if we would call it the Ottomans are back.
That's Henri Barki at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. He says Turkey is establishing a new forceful foreign policy, engaging Middle East neighbors, establishing the country as a power broker in the region because of more recent history.
Because they are the 17th largest economy in the world, because of their relations with the EU, because of NATO, because of their cultural affinity and historical past, they think that they can play the role in the region.
Ankara calls the new strategy zero problems with the neighbors. Some recent examples: a historic opening to Armenia, high-level cooperation with Syria, important trade links with Iraq. But the budding friendship with Iran has dismayed Western allies at a time when Washington is trying to shut down Iran's nuclear program. Last month, Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan was in Tehran to sign gas and business deals that would triple trade links. The prime minister called Iran's President Ahmadinejad his good friend, which raised questions not just in Washington.
As for Iran, I mean, I was also very critical about the invitation to Ahmadinejad and the celebration of his presidency.
That's journalist Yasemin Changar, critical of the way policy is carried out, but like many here, supportive of Turkey's new role.
When you talk to the Turkish officials, it's not because they are madly in love with the Iranian regime. They don't even like Ahmadinejad so much. But they want to be talking to Ahmadinejad, and they believe that this gives them a tool. Look, you cannot talk to Ahmadinejad directly, but I can.
Turkey's prime minister is likely to point out at the White House that this tool makes him a more valuable ally with the same goals. Washington is likely to remind the prime minister that the point is to deliver hard truths to Tehran. And others in Washington question Turkey's approach, especially with Israel, where relations are strained, says Omar Taspinar, head of the Turkey Project at Brookings.
I think the region gets it that there is a new Turkey now, and they like it. But the Europeans and the Americans, I'm not 100% they like the new Turkey that they see.
This new Turkey is more aggressive in establishing commercial ties, abolishing visas for freer travel in the region, standing as a model for integrating Islam and democracy, says Hugh Pope, a longtime Turkish specialist with the International Crisis Group. He's based in Istanbul.
I see a lot of positive aspects of what Turkey's doing. There's Turkey quietly putting the pieces in place for a more integrated Middle East.
There is much that Washington and Ankara can agree on in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Pakistan, says Pope. And he says Turkey remains the historic bridge between East and West, but with its own strong national interest in the region. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Istanbul.